time for the in-depth on KSL.
Utah's Super Tuesday Caucus. Special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
So Utah Republicans opted for the caucuses this year, the caucuses that are taking place in just a few minutes across the state. That's instead of a primary this time. Derrick Brown is currently running for Utah Attorney General as a Republican. He organized the primary in 2020 as GOP state chair, and he's joining us now live. Derrick, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jeff. Great to be on the show.
So what is the benefit of a caucus? Last time around, you opted for a primary.
Well, last time around, we also, when I was the party chair of the Utah Republican Party, we also had a pandemic. So that's one of the reasons I think also that we've done that. But the Utah Republican Party this time has chosen a presidential preference poll, which means that if you want to say in who the Republican nominee will be from Utah, you have to go to your caucus meeting this evening. And those will start at 7 o'clock. So in just over an hour.
So I'm just remembering now, we're talking about the caucuses were mid-2020, which is the point when everybody was freaked out about getting together and being in the same room, thus no caucuses that year. Instead, it was the primary. So this year it's caucuses all over the state. At what point do you think we might know who won and how the votes played out?
Well, what they'll do is they will tabulate votes from the caucus meetings all around the state. And my guess is late in the evening, hopefully early in the morning, we'll have an idea of who it is that will be the Republican nominee from Utah. The Democrats will also be having their caucuses. But what everyone will be doing, of course, is electing state delegates and county delegates, which will go to the different conventions. So that's really the three things they're doing: state delegates, county delegates, and then for Republicans, it will be voting for the presidential, what we call preference poll. So instead of having the primary election like we did 4 years ago, this is different from that process. So that's why it's important, really. You know, I'm obviously running for attorney general, so I've been saying this over and over and over, but it's so important to go to your caucus meetings tonight, particularly if you'd like to have a say in who's elected.
For the presidential race, is it pretty much a beauty contest that whoever wins, they don't win any delegates out of this presidential preference poll?
Well, what that means is the number of delegates that Utah has will be committed to whoever it is that wins. Now, overall, there's 865 Republican delegates across the country that are up for grabs today, and today is Super Tuesday. The final race is determined. You only need 1,215 delegates. So the reality is today is the single biggest day for what that looks like. But ultimately, what today determines is who will be the Republican nominee in terms of the state of Utah. And then that will contribute to the total number of delegates.
Derrick, we appreciate you explaining what's going on. And it all begins in just a few minutes. Derrick Brown, currently running for Utah Attorney General, one-time GOP state chairman. We appreciate it.